Hello, this is Brendan Chambers. Thank you for visiting Memory Alpha, the archive for the United Federation of Planets. Please enter your access level. Thank you for visiting Memory Alpha. Have a nice day.
You won't believe what happened to us 2 weeks ago. Even though I am just an engineering specialist on the Edinburgh, I am now officially a war hero. That's right. I have commendation from Starfleet. I'm sure you've been hearing that the Romulans have been attacking boomer ships in the Earth Cargo Service. The Romulans are a bunch of goddamn... they're cowards, Mom. Starfleet is stretched thin. And even when they can give us an escort, they're outgunned. The service tried to organize us into convoy 6 months ago, but it just makes things worse. There's this one boomer. His name is Mayweather. His brother is attached to Enterprise. And so a couple of months ago, he came up with a plan to get the Romulans to think twice about hitting our trade routes. It was a plan that yours truly had a big role in implementing. What they came up with was this trick from the World Wars of the 20th century. They had these things called Q-ships, which were basically civilian freighters who would fake a distress call to draw in the enemy. Now, once the enemy warships moved into attack, the freighters gave them a big surprise because they had been retrofitted with heavy weapons. That's where I came in. My job was to mount phaser cannons behind the cargo containers on our convoy and then connect them to microfusion reactors that Enterprise's engineer built. Now, I have no idea what the Romulan looks like, but I would have loved to have seen their commander's face when they realized what was happening. They watched the cargo containers float away, and they think that we're about to run. But instead, our ships put out phaser batteries and open fire. They didn't stand any chance. Especially after the modifications that I made to their emitter coils. Oh, there wasn't much left of the Romulan ship after we were done with it. Until now, the boomers didn't think it was possible to fight back. Captain Archer was the one who recommended all of us for medals, though it was poor Mayweather, really, who deserves most of the credit. As for us, well, little tiny fleet has been dubbed the Fighting Force since our roots are all in Sector 4. We have a cosign now and everything, and it's all been made official by the brass at Starfleet Command. Fighting aliens is definitely not what I signed on for when I joined the Edinburgh, but I have to admit, I feel good about it. I feel like we made a big difference out here. I mean, besides the fact that three crews are still alive, we did get our cargo to its destination, and God knows the people of Kafiria need those meds and clean water after what they've been through, what happened to them. I thought that the war with the Romulans was Earth's problem, Starfleet's problem, not something a tech guy like me on a space tag had to worry about. But we're all in this together. They are getting closer to Earth. If the Romulans decide to just even return to Alpha Centauri or drop anchor at Tau Ceti, it will just be a matter of time before they're throwing nukes or even rocks at Earth. There's no plan B if the Romans hit Earth, Mom. I'm here for another 2 days. And we ship out again. Captain won't tell us where we're going, but with worries about Romy's spies and all. But all I know is that next time these these people think of picking on the boomers, they would think twice again. Especially with Commodore Mayweather's fighting forth in the neighborhood. They stand no chance. Take care, Mom. Love you, and kisses to everyone.